Father, we want to thank you, God, for your loving kindness towards us. We give you glory, Lord, for bringing us to this platform this morning. And Lord, we thank you, God, for what you have been doing to everyone who have been following this program. We thank you, God, for our testimonies. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for every benefit you have been given to us through this program. Father, we pray as we have come today that, Lord, again, we have your way and that, Lord, you will speak to your children and their life become better and better to the glory of your name. Blessed be your name, O God. Anoint this mat this morning and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to specially welcome you to a very important program on radio called Church on Air. I want to give God the glory over the years as we having this sharing with people and to thank God for the positive impact that the program is producing in our life. I thank God for all those given testimonies concerning how God is blessing them through this program. And also, I thank God for all those who gave us one advice or the other and all the people that came to church for ministration. To God be the glory. Thank God for what God is doing nowadays. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you because God is the only one that can meet you at the point of needs. And I want to thank you because he's doing that in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So I want to congratulate those who came to the office as well last week. And, you know, for their good testimony, their good healing, and the power of God that flows upon them, we give God the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can you help me to call somebody? Tell somebody that Church on Air is now on and that God is also ready now to bless us through his word and through this channel and to the glory of his name in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the business. Last week, we're talking about rising above limitation because I know that everything that have been limiting your life is coming to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything the devil have been using to limit you or everything that you have been devising to limit yourself actually to the glory of God is coming to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. These are the things that we discussed last week. Now, we now concluded on how to rise beyond limitation, how to rise. The first point we said was that, you know, we are to count on God's ability. You know, we are saying that there is a limit to human ability, but divine ability cannot be limited. You know, God cannot be limited. Holy Spirit cannot be limited. Jesus Christ cannot be limited. But man can be limited. That is why we need to rely upon divine ability. Because Philippians 4:13 that we read said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And we said that as long as you dwell on your own ability, you will surely fail. Are you seeing that? As long as you think that you can help yourself, you will surely fail. And also we said that, you know, we are in the time when strength is failing. In the time when powers are failing. In the time when one to another is failing. And that we need to trust in God. And finally, we say that you move from failure to success if you count on God's ability. You know, it is the will of God that you move right now from where? From this level to a higher level. It's the will of God that you go from where? From glory to glory. And I see you going there as you depend upon God, as you count on God's ability. The number two that we said last week was that you know how you know to rise beyond limitation. We say walking by faith. You know, we discovered that victory guaranteed for those who walk by faith. Everyone that walk by faith will surely be victorious in life. We also discovered that, you know, limitation exists for those who walk by sight. People walk by feeling. People walk by what they can see. They will be limited. Also, we discovered that those who walk by faith, they see limitation as stepping stones to their goal. All this we discussed last week. Now, let's go to point number three for today. Now, how to rise beyond limitation. Number three is engaging in wisdom. Engaging in wisdom. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 21. Luke 21, can we read verse 15? Luke 21, verse 15.
For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
Wow. You know, Jesus is speaking there. If you have a red letter edition of the Bible, you know, he said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. You know, that is wisdom. You know, now, you know what Bible is saying there? It's wisdom is a spiritual force that puts you in command of every situation in life. So a man of wisdom is a man that is in control. A man of wisdom, you know, is a man that commands in every situation. So it depends upon the wisdom of God in you that will show how you will be able to rise, you know, beyond every limitation. Can you see now? So wisdom is so important. Wisdom is very, very important. Now, what is this wisdom? Wisdom is knowing what to do to overcome challenges in life. Wisdom, you know, you see a lot of people that use wisdom. The woman with the issue of blood, she came with a wisdom. If I just touch the hem of his garment. The 10 leper, they came with wisdom. If we sit down there, we'll die. If we go there, we'll die. That can't be just take a step of faith. Understand? So wisdom is so important. Wisdom is knowing what to do to overcome any challenges in life. Can you see now? So wisdom, you know, makes you to be in control. Let's see the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18.
Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good.
Hallelujah. He says that one, wisdom is better than what? Weapons of war. So a man of wisdom carries much more glory than weapon. Can you see now? So wisdom, you know, is better. So that's why you need to pray for wisdom. You need to ask God, Lord, in this situation, Lord, please give me wisdom of how to overcome this problem, how to prevail over the situation. You need to pray. It is when you pray that God, you know, we can't. The Bible says, is there anyone that lacks wisdom? So let him ask of the Lord. Who give library? You know, God gives wisdom to those who ask of him. Now, show me a man operating in wisdom, I will show you a man that can never be limited by any situation. Show me a man. A man that is operating wisdom. You know, because wisdom has the power to subdue, to remove every limitation. The reason why you are still in this level of limitation in life today is because you have not applied the wisdom that you need to do to pull it down. Don't forget that, you know, wisdom is to know what to do to overcome every challenge in life. The reason why your problem is still lingering is because you are yet to apply, you know, the wisdom of God. When the wisdom of God comes, it will crumble every satanic arrangement in your life. Can you see now? So, and how do we assess God's wisdom? You know, to assess that wisdom, you must have the fear of God. A man that has God's fear is a man that of wisdom. Let's see that in the book of Psalm. Psalm 111, verse number 10. Psalm 111, verse number 10.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all they that do his commandment. His praise endureth forever.
Wow. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The moment there is the fear of God in you, is bringing in wisdom to your life. Can you see that? So that was why it happened to Joseph. You know, it was the fear of the Lord. You know, he assessed into wisdom of God and he made him to rise above the prison walls to become a prime minister in a strange land. The man Joseph was filled with wisdom. The man Joseph was filled with wisdom. And that wisdom now made him to rise above the prison walls. And at last, he became, you know, the prime minister. I see you rising this morning. I see wisdom taking you higher. I see you rising like Joseph. You will not be limited again. Everything that you are passing right now that looks so difficult will be a stepping stone into your breakthrough in life. in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, to fear the Lord is to shun every sinful act that is against the will of God. So if you fear the Lord, then you will put away all these acts. Anything that is contrary to God, anything that is contrary to His will, then you put it off. So anything that is contrary to the will of God must be discarded. You see now? So every sinful act that is against God's will, oh, discard them. This is the secret to a world of unlimited breakthrough. When you put away sin in your life. Now, number 4 point of how to rise above limitation is warring by prayer and praise. But I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning we are talking on how to rise beyond limitation, and we have just discussed a point that is engaging the wisdom of God. That when you engage God's wisdom, the wisdom of God will pull down every limitation. That the reason why you have this problem today is because you never apply the wisdom of God. Now, number 4 reason, worrying by prayer and praise. Can we look at Acts chapter 16 and let's read verses 25 and 26. Acts 16, 25 and 26, yes.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed.
Wow, what opened the door? What broke the chain? Is it not praise and praise? Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God. Despite their problem, despite the limitation, they never, you know, allowed that to consume them. They never allowed their problem to overpower them. Can you see now? So when you are in problem, what do? When you have problem, how do you feel? You know, when you have done something that you are not the one that did it, and you know somebody lied against you, how do you feel? Now look at Paul and Silas. They were in the prison. They are limited. Their life was limited. You know what happened? Bible says, despite their situation, they praise and they sang. Now, why are you still in this limited way? You have never applied praise and prayers. Can you see now? You never apply it. The moment you can apply praise and prayer, your doors will open. Bible says, suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prisons were shaking. Praise and prayer. Shaking the foundation of the prison. And Bible says, and immediately all the doors were opened. Wow! The doors opened. Why? Praise and prayers. Can you see now? That there is power in praise. There is power in praise. There is power when you pray. But you are losing this key. Don't lose this key at all. This is the key that you must know this morning as you are hearing this. That when you are in a problem, when you are very low, start to sing. Start to praise Him. You know, Bible says, and immediately, all the doors were opened. Who opened the door? Praise. So praise is the key. You know, and Bible says, and everyone's bands were loosed. What broke this chain? Now, do you know that no matter what the devil is doing in your life, apply praise and praise. So prayer and praise has the force to disband any obstacle that may stand on your way. Praise! In the Bible, you saw people praising God despite their problem. And their problem went zoom into the ocean. Have you seen that? But when you have problem, what do you do? You just choose somehow. You stand and your mood will change and you look somehow. And you become something. You know, and people are asking you what really happened to you. How long will you continue with that lifestyle? How long? How long will you be perpetuating and say, hey, sorry, no. Please, in this problem, why can't you praise him? Somebody has a problem. I think that problem was a cancer problem. And he came to a minister of God. And when they have prayed for him for several times, and it's like the cancer is still there. They say, let us start to praise him. So anytime he now comes to the man of God, you know what they do? They just turn you to praise. They praise for 1 hour and the man will go. Do you know to the glory of God? After they praise for 4 times, you know, the man went back to the hospital. That problem has vanished. Can you see why he did that? So praise is a weapon. Use it. You will see the mighty power of God. That is why when you go to church, they are praising God. They are just standing like an akimbo. You know, you don't participate. You think, how can I praise God? With all this, my problem. With all this load I'm carrying. And when they are praising God, you just put your hands inside the pocket. And you are looking at everybody. And you are saying, what's wrong with these people? Don't they have problem too? They have problem. But they are allowing the power of praise to melt it away. In your life. You know, so prayer that moves mountain are those offered with thanksgiving. So when you pray with thanksgiving, I am telling you that problem in your life will vanish. I'm telling you, when you look unto God, you know, and then you start to praise now, praise him. You know, as you praise him, doors will open unto you. Don't forget the story of Joshua. You know, when they were to pull down the wall of Jericho, it was to praise. Don't forget Hezekiah. You know, he put down the power of the enemy through what? Through praise. You know, so, you know, learn to praise God. Jesus rose above limitation of the wilderness to feed 5,000 people through what? Through the weapon of praise. Can you see now? Through the weapon of praise. He has to praise God and thank God. He thanked him. And, you know, the bread multiplied. You know, so even if your life is limited and you have much to eat, stop grumbling. Praise him. Stop grumbling. Stop this complaint. No, you can't complain too much. Jesus, he was with 5,000 people in the wilderness. Nothing to eat. Nothing at all. Not even a cup of garri there. But you know what now? As they were there, you know, Bible says there was a young lad. He brought 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then Jesus gave thanks and the thing multiplied. Hallelujah. Let's see John chapter 6, verses 5 to 13. John chapter 6, 5 to 13.
When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten.
Wow! The food was too much for them. Can you see that? They move from nothing and they ate and ate. Can you see now? Jesus just gave thanks and praise. That's all. And the bread multiplied. You know why things have not multiplied in your life today? It's because you have not employed the weapon of praise and prayers. Let me give you the last one before our time goes away. Number 5 way whereby you can rise beyond limitation is the sufficient grace of God. The sufficient grace of God. When you are a child of God, you know, the grace of God is there with you to help you. Let's quickly see 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 9. Yes.
And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
That was Paul and Jesus. This man called Paul has a limitation. Why? There was a little problem with him, you know, a little infirmity, you know, and he was asking the Lord to what? To take it away. In verse 8, he says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice. Three times he asked God that my what? That this infirmity, my what? My depart. And the Bible says, and Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You see, there is grace. No matter what you are passing through, there is grace. Can you see now? Grace that can see you through. So, God cannot be limited by anyone or by anything. Why? His grace is sufficient for us in any situation we are passing through. The grace of God is there. The grace of God is able to sustain you. You know what happened to you? That made that person to pass you under. You, it happens to you and you are still alive. Can you see now? That is the grace of God. You know what happened to other people that they are no more again? They say, you just have an headache and he died. But you have the same headache and you are still living. You know, that is the grace of God. That's why you need to pray for his grace in your life. You know, what's not grace? Grace means unmerited favor. Well, you know, the favor, the healing, the breakthrough, the goodness of God that you not merit that Jesus Christ purchased for you. You know, grace means God's riches at Christ's expense. That is what you have because you have God. What you have because you are a child of God. So, you know, his grace is sufficient for us in any situation we find ourselves. Don't think that there is nothing in your life that can help you in this situation. What you are passing right now, there is a grace of God in you that God has given to you that will sustain you. And I see that grace sustaining you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, these grace are for those who are genuinely born again. And that's why you must be born again. For the grace of God to be part of your life. For the grace of God to rest in you. For the grace of God to help you, to see you through. You know, so, you know, Jesus has paid the price for you. You know, Jesus paid the price for us on the cross of Calvary. Quickly, let's see, you know, Romans chapter 5, verses 7 to 8. Romans 5, 7 to 8.
For scarcely for a righteous man we won't die, yet peradventure for a good man some will even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
While we are yet sinners, Jesus died for us. Can you see now? So, the Bible says, himself, he bear our sicknesses on his body. He died for us. You know, in Matthew 8, 17, he was saying that he bore our sicknesses. You know, on his, the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. That is 1 Peter 2:24. Why? Because he became poor that we might be rich. So Jesus Christ has released grace upon our lives. And today, he will see you through. I don't know what you are passing through this morning, but one thing I know is that his grace will see you through. Don't throw in the towel. Don't think the end has come. Don't think you cannot make it again. Don't think that this limitation will quench your life. No, you will still make it alive. I commit you to God, the giver of grace, to see you through and to give you a new testimony. I will see you tomorrow in the church, and the name of God will be glorified as you see the power of God in deliverance and in healing. Thank you for your attention. May the Lord be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
hunger for this word of God you have just heard, you need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.